The pandemic is making life even harder for young people with housing insecurity or family issues, as many face increased risk from COVID-19 while cut off from their usual resources and support. That's according to Lisa Thompson, Executive Director of Project Oz, a nonprofit that serves young people in Bloomington Normal. She says the pandemic has taken away options for young people who've been couch surfing with friends or extended family without a regular place at night.
You have young people who may be coming in and out of the house. They may be your central frontline grocery store workers, and then they're coming back to the residence at a higher risk of exposure and infection. And so that's scary to a lot of families, and so some young people have disconnected from their families because of that.
Indeed, youth and young adults experiencing homelessness are at high risk of infectious diseases, in part because they're not able to self-isolate in their unstable situations. The pandemic can add to that instability.
If you had some family stressors prior to this, those have been exacerbated.
Here's one recent example. Project Oz helped a young woman who was couch surfing at a friend's house with her infant son. After an argument, she was abruptly forced by the friend's family to leave the home and didn't know where else to go. Project Oz provided her with safe emergency housing, and now she receives virtual case management to ensure basic needs are met and make plans for the future. Project Oz is currently housing 26 young people, along with 11 infants and children. Thompson says that's more than usual. This is all happening as schools remain closed, cutting off a critical referral source for organizations like Project Oz. Thompson notes that early on during the pandemic, DCFS saw a significant decline in calls to its abuse and neglect hotline.
That's not good news. They didn't drop because abuse and neglect dropped. They dropped because the system that's in place that reports people who need additional services or suspected abuse and neglect, that system is not in place right now.
This week marks National Thank a Youth Worker Day, when the country celebrates youth advocates who work for organizations like Project Oz or the Baby Fold or the Center for Youth and Family Solutions. Despite the challenges of COVID-19, Thompson says the fabric of Bloomington Normal's social safety net remains strong.
And that is not in every community. So I think that we went into this strong, and we've maintained our strength throughout this, and there's a long road ahead. And it's collectively taken all of us in human services and those that are volunteers to be creative and innovative and passionate. And we want to continue to encourage our community to be innovative and to be generous.
That's Project Oz Executive Director Lisa Thompson.